Section 3, The Beginning of a New Era. As you read, look for the reasons for Columbus's voyages to the New World. How trade with Europeans changed the Native Americans' way of life. How disease, slavery, and wars contributed to a decrease in the Indian population. Terms: New World, Microbes, Old World. Native people standing on the shore of San Salvador, a small island about 400 miles off the tip of Florida, on October 12, 1492, might have seen three ships approaching their homeland. The Niña, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria were the largest boats they had ever seen. The billowing sails and the colorful flags were something new. Even more amazing were the people who rowed ashore in small boats. The strangers' skin was pale, their faces were hairy, they wore clothes all over their bodies, and they carried strange tools. The arrival of Christopher Columbus and his men to their island was an amazing sight, but as amazing as it was, they could have had no idea how their life was about to change. A new era in America. A new era began in 1492 for Native Americans, whom Columbus, because he was lost, called Indians. He thought he was on an island off the coast of Asia in the East Indies. His first impression of the native population was very favorable. He commented on the people's intelligence and generosity, their innocent and loving nature. Despite his admiration for these people, he kidnapped a few to take back to Spain for exhibition. On his second voyage, he carried 550 natives back to Spain as slaves. Columbus began a new, pivotal, significant, pointing in a new direction, era for the people he called Indians, and the results were often disastrous. Columbus's voyages began a new, pivotal era for Europeans as well. For many centuries, Western Europeans had looked eastward toward Asia and the Middle East for its cultural heritage and for most of its trade. Columbus, an Italian seaman sailing under the flag of Spain, was trying to reach the riches of China by sailing west around the world. He assumed the distance to Asia sailing west was short enough to give Spain control of the very profitable trade with China, if he could only show the way. He had no idea the American continents were in the way, or that the world was three times as big as he had calculated. Columbus's discoveries did not capture the Asian trade for Spain, but they did open a whole new world, the continents of North and South America, located in the Western Hemisphere, for Europeans to exploit, use for profit. Europeans aggressively explored the Caribbean islands and two American continents over the next few decades. The wealth in silver and gold they found and took away from the people in Central and South America spurred great economic growth in Europe. Spain became the richest European nation for at least the next century. The devastation of unfamiliar diseases. Contact with America made many natives of Europe richer and better fed. Unfortunately, the exchange often did not work out as well for the natives of America. The most dramatic impact of Europeans on the Indian people was caused by microbes, germs. Indians had been isolated from the Old World, the continents of Europe, Asia, and Africa, located mostly in the Eastern Hemisphere, where most of the people of Earth lived, for 20,000 to 30,000 years. They had not been exposed to the diseases the Europeans brought with them. Europeans had developed resistance to diseases to which they were almost always exposed. They sometimes died of them, but often survived. But Indians across North and South America died by the millions from smallpox, tuberculosis, measles, typhus, scarlet fever, and influenza in the first centuries after contact with Europeans. When the English colony of South Carolina was first settled, the Indian population was about 10,000, according to modern estimates. By 1790, only about 300 remained. Not all of this amazing reduction was caused by diseases. Some Indians were driven out. Some departed on their own. Others were sold into slavery to distant places. But it seems that disease was the main reason for the population reduction. In 1699, smallpox all but wiped out the Westo tribe. Governor John Archdale thought the hand of God was eminently, notably seen in thinning the Indians to make room for the English. An epidemic in 1738 killed one half the Cherokee population and perhaps as large a percentage of Catawba. Trade. Trade with the whites was to change the Native American economy drastically. The main items the Indians could trade were animal skins, especially deer skins, which had eager markets in Europe. Remember that Indians had traditionally killed only the animals they needed for food, clothing, and shelter. They used almost every part of the animal. The Native Americans were, in some respects, the first conservationists. They tried to live in harmony with nature and not disrupt the natural world. The lure of European products changed much of that commitment to nature. Indians began to kill deer by the tens of thousands in order to take their hides, often leaving the meat to spoil. They could barter, trade by exchanging goods, the hides to white traders, receiving in return axes, knives, guns, beads, trinkets, iron pots and blankets, and cloth woven on English looms. The new guns and knives made killing and skinning deer even easier, risking depletion of the deer population. Hunters had to range farther and farther from their villages to supply the number of hides that could be sold. The new trade with whites almost completely changed the economy of the villages. The Indians began to think less about mere subsistence, enough for survival, and more about obtaining goods and acquiring more wealth. Conflicts over trade caused many wars between Indians and whites and among various tribes. Indian slavery. Many of the white explorers and settlers in South Carolina saw no wrong in capturing Indians and selling them as slaves. Even more common than capturing them was the purchase of slaves from other Indians. They paid for the human beings with English cloth, tools, trinkets, and rum. The Indians captured men and women, and some children, from other tribes with which they were at war. Sometimes they would pick a quarrel with another tribe in order to capture more slaves. Before Europeans came, Indians had made slaves of captives in war, but they were not permanent slaves. Under European influence, both the whites and the Indians made a business of capturing and selling slaves into a lifetime of bondage. Eventually, Indian slave catchers, armed with English weapons, were fanning out over areas far beyond the boundaries of present-day South Carolina, rounding up their victims. The Indian captors could profit greatly from the trade, but nothing like the white traders who bought and then resold them. Many white Carolinians made fortunes in the Indian slave trade. No other colony made such a major enterprise from this unfortunate business. Indian slaves were sold to buyers in New England and the West Indies, where they brought better prices and were less likely to escape. A few were kept in South Carolina, but not many because of the likelihood of escape. Wars after the Europeans came. After Europeans came to South Carolina, wars among Indian tribes increased in number and in the amount of destruction. Often the whites encouraged wars among the tribes for their own purposes, for example, to weaken the tribes or to increase the number of Indians captured for slaves. and of course there were frequent wars between Indian tribes and white settlers who were taking over their lands. In addition, the guns brought by the Europeans made war much more deadly than wars fought with more primitive weapons. The result was the death of many more Indians in wars than had been the case before the Englishmen came and settled in Carolina. Disease, slavery, and wars all contributed to the tragic decrease in the Indian population in the 17th and 18th centuries. And, of course, a part of the population simply chose to leave the area and join tribes elsewhere. The amazing fact is that Indians did survive and continued to live in South Carolina. The influence of their culture still affects the state today, and descendants of the people of that era still maintain useful and valuable aspects of that culture. Do you remember? Define in sentence form, New World, Microbes, Old World. 2. Why was the Native American population in South Carolina reduced to only about 300 by 1790? 3. How did trading with Europeans change the Native American economy? The following is a summary of Chapter 3. Chapter Summary. The people Christopher Columbus encountered when he landed in the New World at the end of the 15th century were descendants of people who had walked to the Americas thousands of years earlier. It is through artifacts found by archaeologists that we know about those early inhabitants. As those native inhabitants moved across the continent over thousands of years, their lives changed gradually until they met the Europeans who were coming to their land in the 15th and 16th centuries. Indians who lived in South Carolina had a highly developed way of life. Because their society was agricultural, they lived in communities. Religion and a system of justice were important parts of their society. The roles of men and women were well defined, and all contributed to the good of the family and the community in which they lived. Their lives would change dramatically in the 16th century because of new diseases and new ideas of trade, war, and slavery brought by the explorers and settlers. Activities for learning. Reviewing people, places, and things. Define each of the following in a complete sentence.